This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Indian Space Research Organization is all set with the space docking experiment known as SpaceX mission. Its powerhouse rocket PSLV-C60 will lift off tonight from Spaceport Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. Two satellites, SDX-01, called also as a Chaser, and SDX-02, called Target, will be placed into a 470-kilometer circular orbit at 55-degree inclination with a local time cycle of about 66 days. Both Target and Chaser satellites will be placed in the same orbit at a distance of 10 to 20 kilometers. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the fifth pre-budget consultation meeting with industry representatives in New Delhi in view of the forthcoming Union Budget 2025-26. The meeting was also attended by secretaries of several departments, including the Finance, Investment and Public Asset Management, Economic Affairs Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, and Chief Economic Advisor to the Union Government. The Union Budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 is expected to be presented in Parliament on the 1st of February 2025. This will mark Finance Minister Sitharaman's eighth consecutive budget presentation. India has crossed an extraordinary milestone as its foreign exchange reserves have surged past $700 billion, placing the nation at the fourth position globally. Over the last decade, between 2014 to 2024, the total foreign direct investment inflows were around over $709 billion. India's jump from 71st in 2014 to 39th in 2018 on the Global Competitiveness Index, highlighting advancements in infrastructure, market size and innovation. In Punjab, a day-long bandh call given by farmers has evoked almost complete response. The bandh has been called by farmers seeking legal guarantee of minimum support price for their crops. Rail and road traffic was crippled and commercial establishments remained shut in many places of the state. Farmers staged dharnas on several roads, throwing commuter traffic out of gear. According to police sources, no untoward incident has been reported from any part of the state as of now. Firozpur Divisional Railway Manager DRM office has informed a Jalandhar correspondent that over 200 trains have been cancelled, short-terminated and delayed. However, all arrangements have been made at the railway stations to continuously inform passengers about the delays and cancellations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a three-day official visit to Qatar from today. During the visit, he will meet the Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Qatar, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said the visit will enable both sides to review various aspects of bilateral relations, including political, trade, investment, energy, security, cultural and people-to-people, as well as the regional and international issues of mutual interest. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast cold day and cold wave conditions in Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh today. Cold wave conditions in these regions will continue till tomorrow. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. Soma Sen Roy said the dense fog conditions are likely to prevail over northwest India today. IMD further said that there will be a fall of 4 to 6 degrees in minimum temperature of Uttar Pradesh in the next 5 days. Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Rajasthan are likely to witness fall in the minimum temperatures by 3 to 4 degrees Celsius in the coming 3 days. In Border Gavaskar Trophy cricket, Australia registered a 184-run victory over India on the fifth and final day of the fourth test in Melbourne. With this loss, India has thin chances for reaching the World Test Championship final. India bundled out at 155 runs in the second innings while chasing a target of 340 runs. Yashasvi Jaiswal fought a lone battle, scoring 84 runs before controversial dismissal. In Hockey India League, UP Rudras will take on Vedanta Kalinga Lancers today at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela. The match will begin at 8:15 p.m. IST. In Indian Super League football, host Mumbai City FC is set to face Northeast United FC at the Mumbai Football Arena today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. In ISL rankings, Mumbai City is at 5th place with 20 points from the 12 matches, while with 18 points in 12 games, Northeast United stands at 6th place. And that is the end of this news bulletin.